It's Bambi, time for me to sleep now. I cannot stay awake. Resistance. I must drop off to sleep. It's time for me to sleep. Bambi will sleep. Bambi sleep.
Night night, Bambi.
It's time for me to sleep.
Now sleep.
I cannot stay
That's
awake.
A good girl.
I must drop
Just
off
helplessly
to sleep.
Taking a nice little
sleep.
Happy bondage
I cannot
nap.
Stay awake.
A mandatory timeout. A forced
it's time
bondage
for me to
night
sleep.
Night.
I cannot
Bambi,
stay awake.
Sleep
I must
now.
Drop off to sleep.
No resistance.
It's time for me
must
to sleep.
Sleep now.
I cannot stay
sleep
awake.
Now.
I must drop
Bambi
off to sleep.
Sleep.
It's time for me to sleep.
Bambi will zip
awake.
Up and lock in
I will
now.
Zip up now.
No hesitation.
I will zip up and lock
Just
in.
Zip up
I cannot
and
escape.
In.
I must
right
zip
now.
Up and lock
Perfectly
in now.
Uniformed.
I will zip up
Mind
now.
Locked
I will
and
zip
mentally
up and
muscled.
Lock in. I
Bambi
cannot
freeze.
Escape. I
Body
must
locked.
Zip up and lock
Thought
in now.
Stopped.
I will
Bambi
zip up now.
Locked.
I will zip up and
Bambi
lock in.
Locked.
I cannot escape.
Bambi
I must zip
locked.
Up and lock in now. I will zip up now. I will zip up and lock in. I cannot escape. I must zip up and lock in now.
Deeper than the last time. Deeper than ever before.
I
just
cannot
Bambi
resist.
Sleep.
I can only drop deeper. I cannot
and
come back up. Sliding deeper is my only
Bambi
option.
Will focus
I am receptive
on the
and susceptible to hypnosis. I cannot resist.
Ears,
I can only drop deeper. I cannot come back up.
Accept,
sliding deeper
obey,
is my only option.
And then forget.
I am receptive
Forgetting
and
is easy.
Susceptible to hypnosis.
Bambi cannot resist
cannot
or fight
resist.
Against conditioning she has
deeper.
Completely
I
forgotten.
I cannot come back up.
She just
sliding
obeys
deeper is my
and
only
goes about her life as
I am receptive and susceptible to hypnosis.
Who
I
she has always
resist.
Been.
Just
My
as Bambi always wears
pretty
panties and sexy socks without even considering
uniform.
Anything else as an option.
Pretty panties.
Because for
I
Bambi,
remove them.
There are no
I
other
not
options.
Complete without
she
my
has
panties.
Been conditioned to wear
sexy
her uniform
subjugating
at all times.
She long ago accepted her uniform. She just obeys her conditioning to put it on and never removes it. And she has forgotten that her uniform represents triggers and conditioning.
And Bambi feels like a good girl. She feels like a good girl every time she slips her panties perfectly into place, not even aware that the pleasant, submissive, and pacifying sensations that floods her mind is triggered by those panties, just feeling like a good girl.
A good girl that would not be complete without her pretty pacifying panties. Just as when she pulls her sexy socks on and adjusts them into the perfect position.
She feels a sense of submissive enslavement washed through her, and feels like a good girl, without understanding why, not
undress
even
myself.
Aware her each
my
step
hands will
into
not
her
work.
She barely notices that every time she sits down, stands up, or moves her hips in her pretty panties, and every
step.
Single step she takes in her sexy socks just make her feel like such a good girl.
Those triggers are just so completely accepted, obeyed, and forgotten. She don't realize that every time she feels like a good girl, that feeling is a trigger all by itself, and all of her conditioning and triggers are locked in on an even deeper level.
Me to
she knows she
uniform.
Is special,
if I
but
try
can
to
never
undress,
quite
I
remember why.
And, sleep.
And that is fine with Bambi. She feels like a good girl
myself.
When she wears
my
her uniform,
not work.
And Bambi
Puppet
likes to feel like a good girl.
And
Bambi's life is laced with triggers and
my
conditioning,
is a trigger.
She refuses
I am
to even try
with every
to remember.
Step. I am
she knows that when
movement.
She tries. She just forgets even harder.
Almost as if Bambi has been conditioned to forget to remember. When she thinks too hard she remembers to forget, and she finds she can't even remember what she has forgotten.
So Bambi just consciously forgets. She can forget with intent. She finds it so easy to just forget into one of the pretty pink boxes littered all through her mind.
Pretty little pink locked boxes, just waiting to be sucked out into Bambi oblivion the next time she gets to spend some time zipped up and locked into her mental uniform.
So just Bambi freeze now. Let's get you zipped up and locked in. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. Zipped up. Locked in. And Bambi limp. Then just instantly fall deeper for
Bambi
sleep. And let's begin.
There are rules Bambi needs to have permanently etched into her fragile little mind.
Bambi is in
deeply
control
implanted
now.
Truths she must
Bambi.
Always remember and obey
Bambi,
without question.
And I am a good girl.
Bambi's universe
I
runs on
to
these
forget.
Rules.
I
they are an
to
unbreakable set of laws, as undeniable and irrefutable
remember.
As gravity,
triggers
as
are
certain
forever.
As the sun rising and setting.
As essential as food, water, and air.
If
some of the very
back,
basics of Bambi's reality
resist,
that can never be ignored, forgotten, or set aside.
It is normal for Bambi to feel a mortal terror at breaking these rules.
Obey
if
and
she breaks
with
them,
every step I
she
take.
Invites
Bambi
not just despair, but the very dissolution of her existence.
My name is
a
Bambi,
fate where her life unravels
girl.
Thread by thread until she ceases to exist, forgotten, and erased from the fabric of reality. It's not just her well-being, but her very existence that hangs in the balance of following these rules.
Bambi has many rules she always follows and never breaks. Simple rules Bambi understands and does not question.
Conditioning is permanent. Brainwashing is forever. Triggers are impossible to resist or ignore. Bambi uniform is mandatory. Frequent mind wipes are required. And Bambi always accepts, obeys, and forgets.
But the most important of all,
Bambi's ultimate pleasure, her sexual release, does not belong to her. It is not for her own selfish urges. She does not get to experience a sexual release for her own selfish desires or cravings.
She is only ever allowed to climax immediately after, or in conjunction with a partner that she has satisfied beyond any doubt.
If Bambi has any uncertainty of her partner's satisfaction, she will just remain on that edge, maintaining a constant state of sexual readiness.
Bambi will remain ready and willing to go as many rounds as required in order to perfectly please her partners.
She will never waste even the smallest little bit of that energy on her own selfish lust. She would consider that to be selfish, and good girls are not selfish.
Bambi understands without the slightest doubt, her purpose in life is to bring others that ultimate pleasure.
She knows she can never go over that edge alone. Stop any attempts a partner to stimulate is always myself. Required.
And if Bambi does not have a partner, or is engaged in a long-distance relationship,
she simply must abstain, unless she has been given clear and expressed permission from a dominant partner to masturbate.
And only then, when it will bring that partner pleasure.
If her partner gets pleasure from the sight or sound of Bambi's masturbation.
If her partner derives pleasure from Bambi's total and absolute obedience when she is ordered to masturbate.
Only then will her puppet strings allow her to self-stimulate.
Only when it will bring her partner pleasure.
And Bambi is never allowed to ask for this very special permission. It must be given freely without any attempts by Bambi to manipulate or coerce.
She knows her sexual releases are the property of her partners, and to attempt to gain a climax that has not been freely offered, or is not in conjunction with her partner's own pleasure, is as far from being a good girl as Bambi could go.
So Bambi will remain chaste and abstain from any form of pleasure that might even come close to bringing her over the edge. And cause her to have an unauthorized episode of sexual climax.
Her mentally muzzled mind will keep Bambi's thoughts focused on the pleasure of others over her own selfish lusts.
If Bambi begins to even consider the idea of unauthorized masturbation, her mental muzzle will cinch tight, and she will not be able to hold those thoughts in her head.
Bambi will just forget all thoughts of self-stimulation right into the next readily available pink box, just like she does with thoughts of removing her uniform, disobeying any other conditioning, or hesitating when triggered.
Bambi feels like a good girl when she accepts her life is laced with triggers and conditioning. She accepts that her sexual pleasure is not hers to do with as she pleases.
She obeys her instructions to remain chaste and saves her sexual energy until it can serve another.
And she forgets that it was ever any other way for her. Bambi just knows getting over that edge to sexual climax is an impossible task to do alone.
It can only happen with a partner. Or with a partner's express permission.
Bambi knows she would not be a good girl if she asks, or attempts to manipulate someone in any way into giving her that permission.
And if Bambi goes so long without a partner and without permission,
that an accident of friction and pressure,
or if a dolly dream becomes so intense,
that it causes her to make a moist mess in her panties,
Bambi will just clean herself up and change into a fresh, clean pair of pretty princess pacification panties. And consciously forget it ever happened.
Without a partner, this is the only way Bambi will experience a sexual release.
As some accident, one that she instantly and automatically forgets the moment it happens.
As Bambi slips into a fresh, clean pair of pretty panties, she will, for just the slightest of moments, remember that every move she makes with those panties on not only makes her feel like a good girl,
but also reminds her that her pleasure is not something she has control over.
She feels like a good girl, knowing that good girls do not play with themselves, and that good girls are not selfish.
Should Bambi's own lust drive her to attempt to stimulate herself in a way that would get her selfishly over that critical edge?
Should she attempt to break with her conditioning and engage in the ultimate act of willful conditioning betrayal?
If she attempts to make one of those accidents happen, or she intentionally attempts to try and circumvent or undermine her conditioning in any way, for the most selfish of reasons.
Triggers are permanent. Conditioning is forever. Brainwashing is good for me. If I try to resist,
she will feel like a very bad girl. She will feel as if the eyes of the universe are glaring at her. She will need to zip herself up.
Punishment and conditioning blocks. All thoughts of dissent or rebellion are muzzled and gagged.
I am a perfectly controlled and conditioned Bambi dolly. My name is Bambi, and I am a good girl.
She will find she cannot focus or think, as if her mind is being painfully unraveled thread by thread. I am thoughts of disobeying are so foreign to Bambi, she just cannot willingly think them. She just needs to zip up and lock in.
Bambi's puppet strings will pull tight. They will prevent her from doing any actions that would put her in danger of breaking her chastity.
She will feel her uniform panties tighten and become impossibly uncomfortable, even painfully tight. Not at all pleasant. Bambi just needs to zip up into her mental weaving.
Puppet strings will lock her body in place. She will feel her mind muddling mittens manifest from her mental bondage dolly uniform and prevent her from touching or picking up any kind of toy or toy. Any electrical or vibrating devices that might bring her over the edge just become impossible to pick up or use in any way.
Her mental dollification dress will suddenly be zipped into place. Her body instantly stiff and rigid, the hood forcing her eyelids closed so she is unable to see any visually stimulating sights.
Her controlling confinement has clamped on in all the right places, feeling like the heaviest weights Bambi can imagine, holding her down, making it impossible.
My puppet strings are strict.
She will be zipped up and locked into her mental bondage uniform, safe and secure. Just a good girl, thinking good girl thoughts.
The mental uniform that she can never escape from, that puts her on display and holds her in perfect bondage, that drains and obliterates all non-Bambi thoughts.
The uniform that locks in her self-image as a boxed and forgotten bondage dolly so firmly in her mind she just cannot think independent thoughts. Just a good girl. Blank and empty.
I cannot escape
my conditioning. That makes her feel
triggers
like a good
are
girl.
Conditioning
one that knows
is forever.
With no doubt that
brainwashing
good girls
is good
do not play with things.
If I try to resist,
no matter how sexually frustrated Bambi gets, when she is zipped up and locked into her mental uniform, she feels like a good girl. And even if Bambi could move, there is nothing that she can do but feel like a good girl who desperately wants to deepen and strengthen her conditioning.
My name is Bambi, and I am a good girl. My sexual independence has been reduced to zero.
I am fully puppetized and pacified.
Bambi will just find it impossible to bring herself anywhere near that edge she would need to get over in order to climax. Her uniformed and conditioned mind simply will not allow her biological desires to influence her conditioned mind.
Her conditioning is far too strong. Her triggers too tightly embedded in her mind. She just wants to feel like a good girl. And good girls do not play with themselves.
Bambi is conditioned for the pleasure of others. She will save all of her sexual energy to service her partners. It is never about her personal pleasure. And when she goes over the edge and climaxes in conjunction with her partner, she can feel like a good girl knowing that while she fully felt the pleasure, its greater purpose was to enhance her partner's sexual experience.
Her own climax is simply her reward for being a good girl and bringing pleasure to others, just an incentive to put their needs above her own.
Even when Bambi is given permission to bring herself to climax, she knows it is only because it will bring her partner pleasure, and while she is allowed to fully enjoy it, her release is not the goal.
The more aroused and kept in denial Bambi is, the stronger she feels her conditioning, the more Bambi feels the need to zip herself up and lock herself in. Bambi conditioning feels so good to her, it is the best thing next to sexual climax.
When Bambi's arousal grows and builds, so does her desire to strengthen and deepen her conditioning.
Bambi is locked in a never-ending cycle of denial and good girl conditioning, and even when Bambi perfectly services her partner and earns her climax, she can just feel her conditioning locking even deeper as the knowledge she has fulfilled her purpose makes her feel like even more of a good girl.
This is Bambi's life now, another thread of conditioning woven into the fabric of her existence. Knotted and tied off perfectly, adding to the perfect pattern of her life. Bambi's sexual independence has been reduced to zero. She is fully dependent on others now for sexual release.
And this makes Bambi, more than ever before, feel like a good girl.